Welcome to Inside the Tornado, a podcast that highlights what's happening in the whirlwind of King University athletics. I'm your host, Chris Mangrum. This podcast will take a deeper look at King Tornado athletic teams by visiting with student athletes, coaches, staff, alumni, and more. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome in to episode F17 of Inside the Tornado. Our guest today is Ashlyn Ortega, a senior member on King's women's wrestling team. Ashlyn, welcome into the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you could join us today to talk a little wrestling. And before we do that, why don't you start by telling us a little bit more about yourself?
I am a senior here at King. I'm majoring in security and intelligence, and I clearly am on the women's wrestling team.
There you go. All right, we're going to hit a little rapid fire questions here. What would you say is your favorite TV show?
The Ranch.
The Ranch? Mm-hmm. Okay, what about your favorite season of the year?
Spring.
Spring?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
It's just nice and calming and pretty.
Are you more of a cat or dog person?
Dog.
Dog for sure? Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite hobby? What do you like to do outside of wrestling?
I like to eat.
Like to eat?
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite foods?
Mexican food, tamales, enchiladas, burritos.
And what about your favorite dessert, your favorite go-to sweet?
Something chocolate.
Anything chocolate, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, so you are from Pueblo, Colorado. Mm-hmm. So with King being in Bristol, Tennessee, we're all interested to know, what was it about King that made you make the trek all the way across the country to wrestle here?
I wouldn't be lying if I said that it was the Southern hospitality.
Really?
Yeah, no, I just felt right at home when I got to King. And, you know, that sign in the middle of State Street, a good place to live. Like, I was like, man, here we go. Let's make the trek.
All right. That's what we like to hear. Now, you mentioned your major.
Yes.
It was security intelligence.
Security,
is that right?
Intelligence, yeah.
So tell us what sparked your interest in that field and what you hope to do after college.
You know, there's a lot of correlations between national security and wrestling, and I guess I found those kind of parallels interesting and felt like I would be a good fit for it. I'm currently looking at things that are more like international relations because I'm going to get my MBA next year here at King, and so I just kind of want to do something in that international field, especially with all my travel experience. So.
Sure. So why don't you take me back to the beginning of your wrestling journey a little bit. When did you start wrestling, and at what point did you realize wrestling in college might be an option for you?
I started wrestling at 7. I wrestled the boys growing up all the way to my sophomore year in high school. Fortunately, I was really close to the Olympic Training Center based out of Colorado Springs. Yeah. So I was an hour away from there and got to see and train with the best athletes in women's wrestling. A lot of them came from King.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a good eye-opener. And I guess I knew that I wanted to wrestle in college, like, ever since I started climbing the ranks in middle school and high school. So
this is your fourth year here on campus, and you'll have another year next year. Mm-hmm. You've racked up quite a few accomplishments in your time. You've been an All-American 3 times. You've been a regional champion, scholar All-American. You're currently sitting at your rank number 2 in your class. Tell us a little bit about what's led to all of your success that you've had here at King.
You know, I would say consistency and just like overall just doing it for myself. I think we take the fun out of wrestling when we put too much pressure on ourselves and start looking for that in else places. So I guess just staying focused and maintaining a positive attitude about what we do and how we do it and finding the fulfillment and enjoyment in it.
Well, back in November, you had mentioned some of your travel experience. You got to participate in the U23 World Championships in Serbia.
Yeah.
And reached the quarterfinals. So tell us about that experience.
You know, it was great. It was great to see how close and how competitive I am with the best in the world. And the quarterfinals didn't go the way that I wanted it to. However, like, I felt a big, immense sense of accomplishment and confidence behind my wrestling because, like, I could have beat her.
Sure.
I really could. I truly believe that. And just watching the semifinals and the finals, like, those girls are not far from where I'm wrestling at, and that's been, like, a huge motivator and a very big push behind everything that I've been doing going forward.
So what about the future? Are there more world championships and other, maybe even Olympic chasing at some point for you?
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, I focus on the day to day, and I have competed at the Olympic trials last year. And I'm going to compete at another U23 world team trials and hopefully make that team. And yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, I leave it up to the universe and
sure.
See where life takes me, and I'll go where the wind blows me, you know?
Right, of course. Well, here on campus, you're a part of just a great team of ladies that are ranked number one in the country,
yeah.
The women's wrestling team. What is it about this program that makes it so special?
Oh, man. I guess this year, for sure, our tenacity. Like, we have just so many, like, ambitious goers in the room, and we all push ourselves to rise to the challenge, and we all love to lean into the challenge, and JM does a really great job of enforcing that environment, and it shows when we compete.
Let's talk about Coach Mormon for a minute. You brought him up.
Mm-hmm.
He's been at the helm of this program for 13 years,
yeah.
And he's gotten a lot of experience and time here invested at King University. Give our listeners and potentially even some future Tornado an insight on what it's like to wrestle under his leadership.
It's great. It's honest, which is something that I really value and appreciate. And it's his leadership is something to strive for every single day. Like, everybody tries to be 1% better every single day. And that's kind of not a cliche in wrestling, but it's very much applied in our team. And like I said, it shows when we compete.
Well, you guys are just having a fantastic season. And I'd encourage all of our listeners to the podcast to be sure to check out all that's going on in this women's wrestling program. Your number one ranked women's wrestling program right here at King University. I want to thank you for joining us today, Ashlyn. And as we finish up the episode of the podcast, we always give you the final word. So is there anything that you'd like to discuss or say that we haven't talked about today?
March 6th. March 6th is when we compete at Nationals. Stay tuned to watch it. It'll be fun.
All right. So coming up in March, Nationals coming up for this program. And nothing they do surprises us anymore. They've done so many good things, have so many accomplishments under their belt, both individually and as a team. We just can't wait to see where you all go next. So we'll be watching. We encourage you all, our listeners, to stay tuned as well to keep in touch with this women's wrestling program. Again, our guest today has been Ashlyn Ortega of King's women's wrestling team. We thank you for listening in to episode F17 of Inside the Tornado. We'll be back in the coming weeks with more conversations with student athletes to get a pulse on what's going on here inside this King athletic department. Again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.